Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, May the 14th. I'm Dan Loney. In the tech headlines, Take-Two swings to a loss but beats expectations. And good news for Microsoft Xbox One owners. Those stories and more as we continue.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Take-Two Interactive Software swung to a fourth quarter loss on a revenue drop of nearly 35%, but still topped expectations and pointed to steady sales of new video game titles, including Grand Theft Auto. The company says sales of Grand Theft Auto V and NBA 2K14 were the largest two contributors to its fiscal fourth quarter. Both games came out late last year. Microsoft is dropping the entry price to buy an Xbox One by $100. The Journal's Tom Ortuso has more.
It'll offer a version of the One for $399, 20% less than the entry sticker price of $499 when the device was launched back in November. The new version will not include the Kinect motion sensor, a device that was previously bundled with every Xbox One sold. Microsoft said the Kinect will be sold separately if you want to buy it at a later date. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.
And Xbox One owners who subscribe to streaming video services now will be able to use the applications for free. You previously had to pay for an Xbox Live Gold subscription. Google Glass is now available for purchase by anyone in the U.S., but for how long remains the biggest question. The tech giant said yesterday that the device is available to be bought by the general public for $1,500 after the open one-day sale last month, but they didn't say how many pairs were available, when they might run out, or if they would make more pairs available if demand warrants it. As we continue, Sonos overhauls its apps.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
Motorola Mobility is the latest handset maker to launch a low-price smartphone in India. The cell phone maker has unveiled its Moto E. It has a 4.3-inch display and runs Google's Android KitKat software. Finally today, Sonos is out with a major overhaul of its apps for iOS and Android, making it easier for people who use multiple music services like Pandora, Spotify, and Google Music to find the songs they want. Sonos is a popular Wi-Fi music system that lets you stream songs throughout the house without needing to connect any wires. That's it for this time. Thanks for joining us, and remember, check out the latest tech news at WSJ.com. I'm Dan Loney at the Wall Street Journal.